thankful today. Many people believe he was born. Everybody's shopping and celebrating Christmas. But you don't hear too much about people giving leave and taking off for Easter or for resurrection. They still got a problem with that. But I don't know about you. I'm so glad for this time of the year. Amen. Amen. We want to begin reading. I want to begin reading at verse 62 of the 27th chapter of St. Matthew. If you haven't, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that deceiver," it said, that deceiver said, "while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the less error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch. Ye have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can." Make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. And if you will, drop down in the 28th chapter, just to the second verse. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it." He didn't just roll it back, but he stayed there. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for the fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as what? Say it again, as what? And they became as what? Dead men. Look at your neighbor and take them by the hand. If you can, take your neighbor by the hand and say, "It wasn't sure enough. It wasn't sure enough." I say it like with an attitude. It wasn't sure enough. Come on, you can do better than that. It wasn't really, 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 really. It wasn't sure enough. It really wasn't sure. For the Bible tells us that Pilate made it an attempt to tell them that you got to make sure that the stone doesn't get, what we do, what we put together doesn't get moved, doesn't get changed. And he had the nerve to put a slur out there on the disciples, lest they come get him and then say he's risen. But the Bible lets us know here that he gave them a watch. Look, put some soldiers there. Make sure, put a guard up 24 hours a day. Make sure nobody's able to get in and nobody's able to get out. And we want to make sure everything stays closed up. Ain't that like Satan? Want everything closed up. Want everything where you can't get through. You can't get out. Your problems, your troubles are there to stay forever, because he wants you to believe that, because he don't want you to think there's a way out. But there is a way out. Somebody say amen. And so the enemy wants to feel his plan as a sure plan. He tells them that it's sure. It's a sure thing. It's a done deal. And he wants us to believe that. He wants everyone to hear what he has to say. And here they make mockery and say, "Hey, that deceiver, that one that was telling us that he gonna rise again. We're gonna make sure you don't get up, because we put you down and we want to make sure you don't get up." And today, you know, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with issues in our life that the enemy is trying to make us feel that this is the way it's going to be, this is the way it is,
and this is the way it's going to be forever. But I don't know about you. I know that God answers prayer. I may have some troubles in my life, may have some problems, may have some bills I want to get through with. I may have some things I don't like about myself, but I know if I hold on a little while longer, things are going to shift and change. Things are going to happen for me. I don't see it now. I don't feel it now. I can't understand it. I can't even try to measure what's going on. Sometimes things become so cloudy, we can't even get an understanding with it. We can't figure out what's really happening here. Here the enemy sends out an assignment. That is one of the things he tries to do, is put an assignment on the loose to make you feel that everything is over. Everything is concluded. This is the end of our program now. Take your seat. You may leave now, or this is the end. This is it. No, it's not the end. It only just began. Everything is just getting started, because when we look back through all the other parts of the 27th chapter, it happens to be a very long chapter. And in this chapter, it mentions how the soldiers in the 27th verse were mocked. They mocked them. They went and they got his clothes and they put together and weaved the thorns to put on his head. And they talk about how they took his clothes off and made mockery and played around and throw his robe around and tried to make mockery of my Jesus. And they tried to say things. And the Bible says in the 30th verse that they spit upon him and say, "If you are the king, you the king. Hail, king. Hail, king." They were playing, trying to make my Jesus look like the things that he had done was nothing. And it's something else how he had healed the sick. He had raised the dead. He had brought so many into wholeness of life. He had delivered so many. He had cast out devils. He had healed, and he had did so much even before he went to the cross. He even healed the soldier's ear, which really, when you look at it, that as I studied this text, that Peter actually was going for the soldier's head, but he did not take his head off. Peter made a boo-boo. Peter was supposed to get the head, but he ended up getting the ear, because he was trying to kill him because he was angry. But here Jesus takes the time and heals and put back the ear. And that's why we look at now, how can somebody bless? How can somebody heal and deliver? How can somebody share love and show love? How can somebody embrace and let them know that I love you, that I come not to condemn the world. I come to save. I come to heal. I come to deliver. I come to set you free. I come to make all things different. I come to make things change. Nobody can do it but me. I came down from heaven. I came strictly here just to deliver you, just to bring you out. That's why I look at us that are saved. Not by accident you're saved. It's not by accident you've fallen into the church. It's not by accident you've fallen in love with Jesus. It's not by accident you just happened to get here. You are not just landed here all of a sudden. You're not here by accident, but you are here by assignment. It is the Lord's doing that we are here, that we are in the sanctuary, that we are here to bless God and to lift up our hands in the sanctuary and to lift up our voice and give holy accolations to him. It's not by accident that we're here to deliver. God saved us from the sin of the world. It's not by accident that he delivered us from drugs. It's not by accident that he saved us from lying. It's not by accident he saved us from alcohol. It's not by accident that he delivered us from homemongering. He's not by accident, because he got an assignment for us. And there is an assignment. We must must get about our Father's business. When I look here, Matthew ends his book with how he gives us an assignment. He said, go all in all the world and preach this gospel. Tell everybody that I'm coming back and I'm soon to come. But no, many of us, we've forgotten about that he is coming back again. Many folks are saying how they really, really believe him. Many of them are saying how they believe him, how they really trust him, how they know they believe that he really is who he say he is, and how many of them believe and think that he's done different things. Yes, yes, many people believe that God is still on the throne and answering prayer, but yet they're afraid to release their faith. Yet many believe that he was a healer and by his stripes we were healed, but many run to the doctor as fast as they can. Many believe that he can do anything but fail, but yet we lose sleep worrying about our problems. Yet we give and he will say that he'll give it back to you, but yet we won't bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Everybody wants to celebrate Christmas, but nobody really wants to talk about Easter. Oh, what we're thinking about now, there is an assignment of the people. We must remember that we're on assignment. We're on a strict assignment to tell everybody about Jesus, how he died, yes, yes, and how he rose, and how he's living right now. We're on an assignment. We're on a strict assignment. And the thing, when I look at where we are now, we got just a little bit more time, just a few more days that are left, just a little bit more time is left for us to tell somebody that he loves us. Just a few more days is remaining for us to tell him how good he's really been. Just a few more days to share your testimony or where he brought you from. It's just a few more days left. And when I think about it, we got to tell him, this is what we got to share. Many folks don't believe. Many folks say, well, I heard he was coming and nothing's happened yet. I heard he said that he would come and he's going to crack the sky. Nothing's happened yet. But the Bible lets us know in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. If you can just believe it, it shall come to pass. If you just can believe it, it shall be done. And before we look further in text, we look further in the text. He tells us in John 6:33, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. I am the bread of life. Many people don't want to believe that he is the bread of life. We got life in Jesus because of him giving his life and coming down and sharing his life. So that we may have the life. And he that cometh to me shall never hunger or never thirst. Also, when we look at Galatians 4:4, the Bible tells us that he came in the fullness of time. Anything that needed to happen had already happened. Anybody going through troubles, a lot of time they want to say, well, then Jesus didn't deal with divorce, and Jesus didn't deal with hurt and pain, and Jesus didn't deal with the church folks talking about him like I'm dealing with. Oh, yes, he did. The Bible lets us know that he was tempted at all points as we. And when we think about it, we've been through so much stuff. The troubles that have hit us from the right and from the left. The troubles that have burdened us down. The troubles that keep coming over and over. Makes us wonder, well, Lord, where are you? Have you forgot about my problem? Have you forgot about the problems, the prayers I've been praying, the things I've been leaving before you? Have you forgot about me? And my finances are still where they are. Have you forgot about me, Jesus? And so we look in the text when the assignment of the soldiers was to stay by the stone. Stay by the stone. Don't leave the graveyard. Who wants to hang out in the graveyard where dead stuff is? Who want to hang out in the graveyard? That's a nasty job. But their soldiers were so evil and so wicked and so mean that they were ready to carry out the assignment of Pilate because they believed that he was not going to rise from the dead. But I come to serve notice to you that some folks hung out in the graveyard. You find there in the 28th chapter, you find Mary of Magdalene, and you find Mary, his mother, hanging out in the graveyard, just waiting by the stone, because they remembered what he said, and they believed that he was going to rise from the grave, and that's why they say, I don't mind, it may be a nasty job, it may be a little dead stuff in the graveyard, may be a place I don't want to be, may be a place that I don't like to be at, but gird up yourself and learn to hang out in the place where God has assigned you. Learn to hang out in the place. It may not be a happy one. May not be a lot of folk out there. May not be a lot of folk to talk to. May not be nobody to share with. But hang out there because you know that he promised to rise from the grave. And so it happened. I said that it happened. He rose from the grave. Yes, he did. No, they didn't see him when he passed by. Maybe they didn't see him when the stone actually rolled. Maybe they didn't know what was going on. But the Bible says that they heard an earthquake. And the Bible says something happened. That the Bible says that the soldiers fell dead. Don't you know that the soldiers that were supposed to be sure, the soldiers that were supposed to watch, the soldiers that were supposed to stand guard, the soldiers that didn't believe it happened, the soldiers that said they wouldn't go to sleep, the soldiers that said he won't come in the rise, the soldiers that laughed and scorned him, the soldiers that spit on him and mocked him, the soldiers that plot and plan, the soldiers that ridiculed him, did not believe that Jesus was going to rise. But I come to tell you this morning that he rose from the grave. He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay there. But he rose early in the morning. Early in the morning, Jesus rose from the grave. The angel sitting there on the stone, sitting there waiting, in case you want to know where he is. If you don't know what has happened, I got a messenger that didn't stop and leave, but he stayed to tell the world he lives. He lives. I said, Jesus lives. Jesus lives. I said, Jesus lives. Yes, yes, he lives. I know he lives. He delivered me. I know he lives. He's sitting on the right hand. I know he lives. When I get sick, he heals me. I know he lives. When I'm down and out, I know he picked me up. I know he lives. When I'm in trouble, he lives. I said, I know. lift him up. Get him up. Get him up. Come on. He's not dead. He's alive forevermore. He's not dead. He's alive forevermore. I said he's not dead. He's alive forevermore. He's not dead. He's not dead. He's alive. He's alive. I said he's alive. I said that he's alive. I said that he's alive. I said he's alive. He's living. He's living. He's living. He's living. He's living. Oh yes, he is. He's living. Oh, bless his name. Oh, listen right now. If you're sitting, please stand. Anyone that's still sitting, please stand. Jesus lives. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus lives. Yes, it's not a question. It's not a question no more. It's not a question. He lives. Yes, he rose. He rose. Today is, it's not a question, it's an answer. He lives today. He lives today. Some of you may have troubles, look like on every hand, look like problems won't stop coming into your house, look like troubles and issues and things are lurking, look like everywhere you turn. But I dare you to come, stand at the altar. I dare you to come and just stand and just empty and say, I've come and bring my burdens to the Lord, and I'll leave them there. And if you're not saved and you don't know the Lord, you are already got issues. You already got issues. Stand, you remain standing, mother. Come on, make sure they stand. Stand, just stand at the altar, just stand. Some troubles just knocking, look like they knocking. Look like sometimes trouble is trying to tear the door down. But I declare unto you, he lives, he lives. He's here, and he wants to deliver us out of our troubles. He said, bring them to Jesus. Oh, bring them to Jesus. Bring all your burdens, your troubles, your problems. Bring them to Jesus. Oh, he'll work them out. He said, bring them to me. I'll fix it. I know what to do for them. I stood on the cross just so that I could handle your problems. Come on, just someone else. Come on. Come on, someone else right quick. Come on. You don't have to wonder or think it over and over whether my troubles are really trying to squeeze me to death. Come now. Just come now and stand. Just come now and stand. They're lurking. They're trying to squeeze me to death. They're trying to overtake me. But the Bible lets me know that I'm an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I am a conqueror. I'm a conqueror. I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. I can survive. Yes, I can. I can stand. I can stand the test. I can go through. Yes, I can. I can take it. Oh, yes, I can. I can make it. I want to sing a little of that song. You can make it. You can make it. This trial you're going through, God's going to show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it. You can make it. Woo! You can make it. This trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it. just sing that for you at the altar. That you can make it. It seemed like you're not. It looked like it's trying to overtake you. But the Lord just told me, sing that song. To let you know that you're not by yourself. Every detail of your trouble, every detail of what you're dealing with, God has already contoured. He's already fixed it. He's already got it set. If you can only just know that, you're going to make it. You got to see your end result. You got to see what's at the end. Don't look at what's going on right now. Don't look at what's in front of you. But no, but no, but no, but no, but no, but no. You can, you can. You can make it. Get your hands in the air. Get them up right now. Just begin to tell the Lord, Lord, I know that you heard my prayer. I know that you heard me. I know that you heard me. And I know you haven't forgotten me. And I know you haven't forgotten the things that I'm dealing with. But God, just assure me right now. I know that you're there. I know you're in the middle of things. I know you're right beside me. I know I'm not alone in this because you told me so. And God, that I know that you're going to take me through it. You're going to take me through it. You're going to take me through it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Begin to say it with your mouth right now. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. You can make it. You can make it. Somebody say it. This trial I'm going through, God's gonna show me what to do. I can make it. Come on, sing it with me. I can make it.
You can make it.